John 15, verse 5. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. How is it, the Greek philosopher Socrates wondered, 2,500 years ago, that man knows what is good and does what is bad? Our society has spent billions to try and overcome problems of poverty, delinquency, drug abuse. And yet, the problems have increased. And the attempts to solve the problems have spun off more problems. Institutional welfare, lowering the educational standards, skyrocketing deficits and inflation, and social disintegration. Thus, man's own experience demonstrates that there is a problem that is deeper and far more pervasive than any of these surface problems. And that problem is sin. Sin that is so pervasive and influence in each one of us that what we want to do, the good that we want to do, we don't do. And the evil that we don't want to do, that we do. Jesus is the only solution. He solves the sin problem with the gift and power of his saving righteousness. And thus he describes himself in our text as the vine that bears fruit. Some people object. Hey, didn't Jesus go too far saying, without me you can do nothing? They say, hey, look at all the great things that people have done without Christ. The pyramids, computer technology, space travel. We could simply ask in response, well, where did the ability to do such things come from? But more than that, let's take those pyramids, for example. Are they not monuments demonstrating that man, even with the greatest accumulation of possessions and power, cannot prevent death, nor take one thing with him in death? And still, it is also true that men without Christ have done many great earthly things. And yet, what eternal value do they have in themselves? Even if a man was able to solve unemployment, inflation, and drug abuse, what difference would that make when the heavens dissolve and the elements melt? Jesus is declaring that he is the only one, the only vine that bears fruit pleasing to the Father, and therefore having eternal value. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Notice Jesus thus compares faith in himself to a biological unity that he's giving you with himself and the Father. Many children in Sunday school realize that Jesus loves me. Will answer virtually any question they're asked. And it does. Because Jesus' love shed his blood to wash you clean from all your sins. Jesus' love has given you that union with the Father. So you are a holy branch in the Father's vine. Jesus' love nourishes you with that sweet nectar. Your sins have been forgiven. Jesus' love fills you with his Holy Spirit so that you may bear fruit eternally pleasing to the Father. And yet, too easily, we get caught up building our own pyramids, don't we? Of possessions, popularity, power, pleasures in this world, so focusing on earthly things that we neglect our union with Jesus. But if that union is severed, we dry up eternally. If that union is weakened, our fruit is also weakened. And yet, when there is a choice between the sinful world's invitation, hey, let's have a good time, and a closer union with Jesus, what do we often choose? Satan wants to convince us that we can take our union with Jesus for granted and just enjoy the union with the world. But this sinful world is never a friend to help us unto grace. Satan would use even the good and noble elements of this world to try to get us to presume that, well, hey, it won't matter if we disconnect from the vine a little bit to do whatever we want. We can always reunite again when it's convenient. After all, Satan suggests Christianity is easy. Just say you believe. Live how you want. Jesus will forgive you. But Jesus warns that this abuse of his loving forgiveness is a lie. The devil is a roaring lion seeking to devour us, but he also appears as an angel of light with smooth words, distorting Jesus' love, Jesus' truth, in order to deceive us. And he is relentless and ruthless in his attempt to thus separate us from Jesus. And let's face it, our own feeble pop guns and wooden swords are not going to make Satan flee in defeat from us, but only our union with Jesus. So what is more important? Possessions, popularity, power, pleasure, for what? 70 years in this world and eternity in hell? Or saying no to the deceitful pleasures of sin and living in union with Jesus now and eternally in heaven? Jesus' love has washed you clean from all your sin. It's given you a union with the Father, and through that union, he will preserve you. So it is worth more than a sideways glance, a gesture when it's convenient, to abide in Jesus, the vine that bears fruit. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 342, stanzas 1 and 3.